I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Donald Trump has taken to his social media platform to post a number of deranged statements against the United States Supreme Court. That's right, Donald Trump is attacking the United States Supreme Court, which is made up of six radical right extremist Supreme Court justices, and three of the justices of those six are justices Donald Trump himself appointed: Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, all Trump appointees. Let's read the statement that Donald Trump had made. Why would anybody be surprised that the Supreme Court has ruled against me? They always do. It is unprecedented to be handing over tax returns, and it creates terrible precedent for future presidents. Has Joe Biden paid taxes on all of the money he made illegally from Hunter and beyond? The Supreme Court has lost its honor, prestige, and standing, and has become nothing more than a political body with our country paying the price. They refuse to even look at the election hoax of 2020. Shame on them. And in another statement on his social media platform, in between posting QAnon conspiracies on his platform, where he posts like 20 or 30 QAnon memes every morning, Donald Trump also writes, in the Supreme Court, the president of the United States does not have, quote, standing over his own election. How ridiculous. Let's break down these statements. First, the background. The United States Supreme Court ruled against Donald Trump's emergency petition, handing over Donald Trump's tax returns during his presidency to the House Ways and Means Committee. The United States Supreme Court reached a unanimous 9-0 decision, or there was no notable dissents in the very short two or three sentence rejection of Donald Trump's emergency application, where Trump was trying to block the House Ways and Means Committee from getting his tax records, something that has been appealed since 2019 when litigation first commenced. Now let's break down the statement, because everything Donald Trump says is false, is conspiratorial, and is just flat out ridiculous. He goes, why would anybody be surprised that the Supreme Court has ruled against me? They always do. Well, they always rule against you because you always break the law. This radical right extremist Supreme Court has overturned so many constitutional protections and constitutional norms, including a woman's right to choose, a woman's right to control her own bodily autonomy. This Supreme Court has made a number of horrible and horrific rulings, turning the Constitution on its face. But where this Supreme Court has drawn the line is your conspiratorial nonsense. In the Supreme Court, these radical right justices says, you know what? What Donald Trump is saying is so far out there that even for us radical right extremist justices, we just can't even justify it, even if we wanted to. That's why you lose in front of this Supreme Court. The law was very clear as it relates to your tax returns. The House Ways and Means Committee has an oversight function of the IRS, and the IRS has a mandatory presidential audit of tax returns requirement, a dictate. And so the House Ways and Means Committee can get it. It's literally written into the IRS statute that the House Ways and Means Committee can get it. Let's go to your next sentence. It is unprecedented to be handing over tax returns, and it creates a terrible precedent for future presidents. It absolutely doesn't create a terrible precedent for future presidents. Every president before you has turned over their tax returns because they believed that transparency and running for the highest office in this land is important. The presidency in the United States is not it's not like a king. It's not an emperor. It should not be shrouded in secrecy. Sure, there are some national secrets that should remain secret, but oh, wait a minute. You stole our government secrets and hid those in Mar-a-Lago and did who knows what with them and obstructed the Department of Justice's investigation into actual secret documents. But tax returns of presidents, of public figures who hold public office, should not be private. There should be truthfulness. It creates no horrible precedent, and all other presidents have turned over their returns. And you go, has Joe Biden paid taxes? He has paid taxes. And then I'm not even going to go and acknowledge your next conspiratorial line there. But you know what? If you mention Hunter Biden, there's an investigation that's taking place in the Department of Justice there. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden at all and the conspiratorial mess that all of you right-wingers spread. Nonetheless, there is an investigation. And at the end of the day, what I want to happen is a fair investigation. Whatever the outcome is the outcome. We don't believe in following cults here and following people who break the law and who celebrate their breaking of the law. You go on to say, the Supreme Court has lost its honor, prestige, and standing and has become nothing more than a political body with our country paying the price. Well, that's the ultimate form of projection, because I do kind of agree with you there, but that's because they overturned Roe v. Wade and a number of other constitutional norms and have taken away Americans' freedoms, has taken away things that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support to pursue a radical right extremist ideology. You're talking about a political body. How about when Amy Coney Barrett was nominated and confirmed in like 20 days, and then you had her stand on the balcony of the White House with you in the ultimate political act as you were running for office? That is what it's acts like that that have delegitimized the Supreme Court, not them ruling against you here at all. Then you go, they refuse to even look at the election hoax of 2020. Shame on them. No, they looked at your ridiculous, fraudulent, bogus, and frivolous lawsuits, and they said, you know what? We're a pretty radical right extreme court. We got six radical extreme court justices on here, but we can't even justify in any sense agreeing with this conspiratorial mess that these MAGA extremists are spreading here. This is not the case where the Supreme Court actually overturned the results of an election in Bush v. Gore, where there at least you're talking about a few hundred votes. So people are talking about, was it a Chad or was it a hanging Chad? You know, an issue's there. Here you're talking about, you lost by 7 million votes. In swing states, you lost by tens of thousands of votes, not even close to recount margins. And your arguments have been rejected by your own attorney general and everyone with any common sense who actually worked for you. And your conspiracies like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela connected with the Chinese government who printed out bamboo through telepathic satellites that were in Italy, and then that changed the election results. I mean, it's stuff like that that is so frivolous that your lawyers not only lost these cases, but got sanctioned, and many of them have lost their legal license or have faced disciplinary proceedings. Now, let's go to your other statement. In the Supreme Court, the President of the United States does not have standing over his own election. How ridiculous. I don't even know what you are referring to there. Standing refers to an injury in fact. It's not your own election. It is the election of the American people. It is one of the most sacred constitutional rights that we have to cast our votes in a democracy. And the fact that you go standing over his own election, it is the opposite of your election. It is not your election. It is not Biden election. It is our election. It is we, the people's election. And where there's a legitimate injury and a legitimate grievance, the courts are open. You filed over 70 frivolous lawsuits and you lost each and every one of them. There was one case that you can somewhat describe as a win in Pennsylvania, which had nothing to do with the outcome of any votes whatsoever and didn't change a single thing. But not only did you lose these cases, as I mentioned before, your lawyers were sanctioned in all of these cases. So, and you filed these cases before judges that you appointed. And as I referenced at the beginning of this video, three of the six radical right Supreme Court justices are the justices who you appointed. There are only three other on a 9-justice Supreme Court. There are only three justices who are pro-democracy. The other six justices are radical right extremists, and three who you appointed. So there you have it. Donald Trump attacking the United States Supreme Court. And he's attacking the United States Supreme Court because they ruled against him and they ordered that it's finally time that the House Ways and Means Committee, one of the oversight committees in the House of Representatives pursuing its oversight functions, can get Trump's tax returns finally, which is written in the IRS statute that they are allowed to do it. And it was only because that the Treasury controls the IRS and your Treasury Secretary would not allow the IRS to turn the records over, that finally when Biden complied with the law and you intervened and the Supreme Court ruled against you. By the way, you know who else ruled against you? The DC Circuit Court of Appeals. The en banc panel rejected your appeal. The underlying DC Circuit Court of Appeals rejected it. A judge you appointed, a federal judge in the DC, in Washington, DC, rejected it. You've lost at every single level because your arguments are frivolous. And guess what? You are going to keep on losing. Buckle up, because you're in for a ride of losing, 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 and accountability as we wrap up 2022 and head into 2023. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hey, hit the subscribe button right now. And in addition to subscribing, check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch. That's patreon.com/MidasTouch. There is lots of great exclusive content you could only get on Patreon, but most importantly, help grow this independent media platform. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Until next time.
At Midas Touch, we are unapologetically pro-democracy, and we demand justice and accountability. That's why we're spreading our message to Convict 45. That's right, gear up right now with your Convict 45 tees and pins at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.